It's time for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Shaylee Peters, and this week we get to visit with Stephanie Peterson, Chef Stephanie Peterson. She is a TV and radio chef, baker, culinary instructor, cookbook author. So a lot of hats you wear, Stephanie. We're going to talk to you today, though, about World Flower Day was yesterday. And of course, March is National Flower Month. And so we're going to talk about all of this. And amidst some of this chaos, there are a lot of resources available to people out there. Tell us just a little bit more about what you guys are celebrating and what is available to people, as I think some people are probably going to be doing a lot of baking.
So World Flower Day was yesterday, but we at the Home Baking Association, homebaking.org, we celebrate flour year-round, and it's flour month, so March is good for this. And I think it's just really fun to see all the adventures and activities that we can do with our children as things are quarantined to their homes, and families actually are having this little serendipitous extra time to be together, to really maximize on that time and you know, make it an experience where it wasn't like the biggest trauma of their life, but the funnest time that they had with their parents was that time that they were all locked together and got to deal with these fun activities and just make it a positive experience, because with all the crazy out there in the world, that's what we get to do as parents, is kind of shield our kids from a lot of the stress of that and not bring that stress home and help it to become a haven of learning and joy and fun during this whole crazy world thing going on. So we have a lot of activities on homebaking.org that make that possible. We work with 4.1 million educators across the country, giving them baking and baking science experiences to take to their classrooms, but also an extremely great resource for parents to look at and to have all the recipes and all the lesson plans right there on hand for them to be able to use with their kids, and just step-by-step instructions, all the information that they need, all the science that they can teach while they're having fun with their kids. It's just an outstanding resource available for them.
Now, one thing you had mentioned, and I think is definitely true, a lot of parents have found themselves in kind of a different position of having to teach their kids while they're out of school. And you made the comment ahead of time that cooking and baking really encapsulates a lot of these subjects. And I thought that was interesting. Maybe touch on that.
There is. In fact, there's a whole section called Learn, where there's lesson plans. And those lesson plans actually outline all of the science that's involved with any specific subject. One of them that I really love is a liftoff one that's, you know, baking powder and baking soda. What are the differences? If you make things in the classroom, you also go through the actual scientific method with your kids and show them cold water versus hot water. How do you think it's going to react? And they, as they're making these projects, they're learning the chemistry that's involved with the baking. They're learning the measurements, and they're also learning when it bakes, why does it raise? Why does that happen when it goes into the oven? What happens? And you get to ask them really leading, smart questions. As far as parenting, that's like one of the best things, is seeing their minds just like seeing that light go off and their eyes go, oh. And for me, going through the lesson plans and reading them with my kids, it was like, oh, I didn't know that. That's cool. Like, you're kind of learning there with them. And I mean, there's a lot of moms out there who may not even know themselves the answers to these questions. And it gets those kids exploring, but it's not an expensive way to explore. So it saves money as you're in there with them. You're not having to pay for any of these online courses. This is all free, but it's also the educational side that you can have as a parent with them and go, hey, let's learn this together. I've never made pizza dough. What do you think? Can get them in there making the pizza dough. Or there's sections on dough sculpting where they actually can make, you know, all these little creatures out of it. And then you're going to bake them all together. And then it's like, eat your turtle. You eat your turtle. I don't want to. I love it so much. And it's just this fun adventure with them. And by the end, after all the chaos is over in the world, they will just remember that time that they had with you was so precious and so fun, and you'll have felt great memories. Instead of it being a traumatic experience out there, it will be what that haven that you created for them. It'll be wonderful.
So again, a great website. Just maybe refresh us on what that is and where people can find these resources as they continue to find themselves at home and maybe some free time on their hands for baking.
Absolutely. So it is homebaking.org. And that's where they can find lesson plans and recipes and all kinds of ideas. And then I'm the corporate chef for Panhandle Milling. So you can go to panhandlemilling.com and also find, we have a young baker's apprentice labs that are set up there as well. But the biggest source of the lesson plans will be the homebaking.org for sure.
Thanks so much, Stephanie Peterson, again, our guest today with this week's Nebraska Wheat Report brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Shaylee Peters.